I can't wait for the season to kick off. I mean, if you're passionate about football and the Browns, you got an extra step that day when you get up. You get up, you get in your vehicle with your buddy. We're pumped. You know, as soon as we hit Cleveland City limits, we both look at each other. And I've said it for years, the sun always shines in Cleveland. Always. Where I did work for the city of Mount Vernon, they used to tease me, you know, why don't you live in Cleveland, commute to work? I used to travel to Cleveland up to 50 times a year. Oh, the commute's not bad. I could do it with my eyes closed. People call me if they got a Cleveland question, directions. I don't care what it is about Cleveland, Ohio. I don't care if it's a restaurant. They call me. So I am the Cleveland connection. I've been dubbed that down here on radio, the newspaper. This is an article they did on me June 1984. A man for all Cleveland. Made a lot of people Cleveland fans in my own right, I guess. My neighbor girl next door, she just made me that about a month ago. She's 13 years old. She made that little sign. Yeah, and she's a Cleveland fan. She, on Facebook, she's a Browns fan now. My wife, Teresa, she loves it. In fact, she's very, very good about it. I'm about loyalty. Number one, loyalty. And I've always been loyal to Cleveland, always will be till the day I die. So I've saved all my programs. Wrote down all their names, the attendance, the weather. I got all that stored away. There's a lot of things I can't even show. I just got so much. I got a wine bottle that's in my Cleveland room, and it was sent to me by Carmen Policy, used to be the president of the Browns when they came back with Al Lerner. This, I've been collecting autographs on this jersey since I started in 1996. My main one and the very last autograph ever signed in Cleveland Stadium by Autogram, there it is. 1955 Cleveland Browns World Championship ring. I keep it in the safety deposit box and I get it out for special occasions like today. That's probably my most special Browns moment, being down on the stadium turf, holding the American flag and being a veteran.